I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I'm still in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where I'm trolling through my more than 60 years in the musical world. And recently I was just thinking back about 30 years ago, actually, in 1990. I was working with Jerry Jeff Walker, who wrote Mr. Bojangles, among other songs. And Jerry Jeff told me about a young singer he'd heard on KUT, and a radio station in Austin, named Hal Ketchum. And he was really impressed with Hal, and he was starting to have Hal open up his shows. And I got to see Hal and meet Hal, and I was just starting in a publishing business, music publishing, and I invited my partners to come and hear Hal when he played opening up for Jerry Jeff in Nashville. And that led to a really wonderful association. And I'm going to play. Hal is a great singer, no question about that. And we had several hit records with him. But he was also a really good writer. And that's what attracted me to him originally, was his writing. And I'm going to start off with a song that he wrote before he came to Nashville. And we did record it once he got there. And it just showed me what he had as a writer. Just a good storyteller. All right, here we go with Someplace Far Away.
Daddy brought home a photograph from the paper yesterday. It showed a line of wagons moving someplace far away. That picture made my daddy smile. It made my mama cry. Seems like daddy's wagon load of dreams had long since passed her by. But the dream that makes a sparrow fly can make an eagle fall. One that makes a rich man money, it ain't no dream at all. It's a crying shame to wake up just to find it's all been broken too. Careful what you're dreaming, 'cause it someday may come true. Talked on all through supper time about the good prospector's life. Couldn't see mama, didn't want to be no good prospector's wife. Said we best sail out and go before the weather turns too cold. Maybe buy ourselves an extra horse to carry all that gold. But the dream that makes a sparrow fly can make an eagle fall. And one that makes a rich man money, it ain't no dream at all. It's a crying shame to wake up just to find it's all been broken too. Careful what you're dreaming, 'cause it someday may come true. First light came to start the morning fire. Wondering if my mama's well cool side. And inside that stove upon the coals and ash and paper lay, it was a ghostly line of wagons moving someplace far away. And the dream that makes a sparrow fly can make an eagle fall. One that makes a rich man money, it ain't no dream at all. It's a crying shame to wake up just to find it's all been broken too. Careful what you're dreaming, 'cause it someday may come true. Oh, be careful what you're dreaming, 'cause it someday may come true.
Careful what you're dreaming, because it someday may come true. What a great line that is. The dream that makes a sparrow fly can make an eagle fall. So Hal really had this great talent, I felt, right away. And that's what attracted me to him. And as a singer, he was able to tell these stories with great conviction. And that's also what attracted me to him and made me want to make some records with him. And we thought my partner, Alan Reynolds, who had produced Don Williams's records and Kathy Mattea's records, and Crystal Gayle's records, this was my first experience at maybe entering the world of more commercial country music. But with Hal, we didn't feel that we needed to change him in any way. And we would stand and fall on his talent. We weren't going to tailor him to the market. And we were right in that, I believe, because people did come to him. Lots of people came to Hal Ketchum. And let's listen to another song here that was an early on a song that he wrote before he came to Nashville. And it's another side of Hal, a bit of a rough and tumble guy. And he could be a bit rough and tumble. He had a very sweet interior, but the exterior could sometimes be a little bit rough. And this is a song, I Miss My Mary.
A threadbare alibi, a lifetime full of promise, fell from my Mary's eyes as she saw the screen door swing. The baby never woke, he lay cradled in her trembling. He lay safe and never knowing what my leaving would bring. I draw my pay down on the dark side, I send it off to Mary. I might hold back a dollar and wash this pain out of my back, but the pain keeps it getting clearer. Mary, your face just keeps on fading. Now the light shines through this bottle, memories all fade to black. Will I see you out on the street tonight? I'm a lover of a drink, lover of a fight. Hold my own on the dark side of this time. Yes, I'm tough as nails, got a heart of steel. I will never fear, for I will never feel. One more round would surely set me right. I miss my Mary tonight. They call me the old man in this bar, sleeves rolled up and shoulder. If faint blue souvenirs of love and places I have been. One says U.S. Navy, and this one says darling Mary. My Mary's turned to ashes, and the ocean's turned to gin. Will I see you out on the street tonight? I'm a lover of a drink, a lover of a fight. Hold my own on the dark side of this time. Yes, I'm tough as nails, got a heart of steel. I will never fear, for I will never feel. Throwing one more round would surely set me right. I miss my Mary tonight. Hey, one more round would surely set me right. I miss my Mary tonight.
Miss my Mary tonight, and I can hold my own on the dark side of the town. And that was Hal had a lot of sides to him, and that was one of them. And this is another one, and this became a pretty big hit song for Hal, and it came right out of his life. When I met him, he was living in New Braunfels, Texas, and which is the really nicest part of Texas. It's that hill country between Austin and San Antonio. A lot of Texas I can really do without, but that part is really quite great, and lots of streams and, you know, water, a lot of water around there, and it was settled by Germans and Czechs and Bohemians, people from Middle Europe, and has a bit of an old world feeling to it. That's where Hal was living, and he had a wife and a couple of kids at the time, and this song came directly out of that. I Know Where Love Lives.
Love don't hang out in a grand hotel. Got no satin sheets, got no servant's bell. Ain't in Bel Air some big old yacht. Ain't in a beach house on Montserrat. There's a house on the edge of town. It's a little old, it's a little run down. Full of laughter and tears and toys. Crazy things only love enjoys. On the back step in the evening air. See green eyes and a chestnut head. You keep your mansions of gold, buddy. I don't care. Cause I know where love lives. Brings all your fancy words, all your precious things. No matter what all your money buys, it's in the arms of love that true treasure lies. I know where love lives. I know where love lives. She's sitting on the back step in the evening. See green eyes and a chestnut head. Keep your mansions of gold. Keep your mansions of gold. Love
lives, and I remember very clearly after that first night we heard Hal at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville opening for Jerry Jeff Walker. We invited him to come by Jack's Tracks the next day and just talk about what he would like to do, and this was an opportunity that he had been waiting for, and here it was. And we just said, well, you can stay in Texas and come up here every month or two, and we'll help you demo your songs and just take it from there. We weren't offering any big deals or big money or anything else. We just were offering our trust and our confidence in him, and that's what he wanted to hear. And so he did that. But then I remember very clearly the first time we did get in the studio, and I got some good musicians together, including the wonderful Chris Luzinger, who played guitar on these sessions. And I had been in Jack Clements' Cowboys Ragtime Band with Chris ever since I came to Nashville, so we go back a long way. At any rate, we got these good musicians together, and Hal went in the studio and started to sing. And you listen to that song there. On the end, he holds this note for, I don't know, it seems forever at the end. That's a live recording. That's not doctored in any way, shape, or form. And I just looked at Mark Miller, my partner and an engineer who was engineering the session. I said, my God, this guy is really an incredible singer. And I'd been kind of focusing on his writing, and the singing part had kind of was so obvious, I wasn't really registering. But that song in particular got my attention, no question about that. So so we did bring him into our fold. We had a group of writers at 4Runner Music, and it was kind of like a family. And Hal eventually did move up to Nashville just because he wanted to be there every day. And one of our writers was David Mallett, who, of course, is best known for Inch by Inch and Row by Row, the Garden song, but also many other songs. A wonderful writer from the state of Maine. And so he and Hal got together, and this is a song that they wrote called Old Soldiers.
Old habits die hard, and some wounds never heal. We got what we came for, this is part of the deal. I can't forget you, I can't even try. Sometimes it seems like somebody died. Old soldiers die hard, old hearts beat slow, old friends go easy, old lovers just go. Some fools never learn, ain't that what they say? I turned for a moment, and you turned away. Had your reason, God only knows. If it bothered you, baby, it never showed.
Old soldiers die hard,
Oh, hearts beat slow. Oh, friends go easy. Oh, lovers just go. Oh, soldiers die hard. Oh, heads hang low. Oh, friends go easy. Oh, lovers just go. I keep telling myself it's all right, but I know that later on tonight, oh, soldiers cry, oh, hearts beat slow, oh, friends go easy, oh, lovers just go. Soldiers die hard. Oh, heads hang low. Oh, friends go easy. Oh, lovers just go.
Soldiers, they die hard. That's Dave Mallett and Hal writing that. And you can see these songs. I don't think there's a pickup truck or a beer or tight jeans in any of them, which it seems to be what's going on in country music these days. And we were lucky, I think, at the time. This is, as I said, 30 years ago. This album came out in 1991, and we were able to get these songs played on the radio, and a lot of people bought these records and liked them, and. I saw Hal not too long ago, a few months ago, in Northampton, Massachusetts, and the club was full, and he was able to do an hour and a half set of songs that these people knew. They'd listened to these records a lot. You could tell that. And unfortunately, Hal has MS. He's multiple sclerosis. He inherited that. His mother had it. And it is kind of caught up with him physically, and he's going to be not touring anymore. It's just too difficult, traveling and whatnot. But he's still singing beautifully and still has the same heart. And I'm very, very fond of Hal and very proud of the records we made. So here's another writer that was in our family at Forerunner was Pat Alger. And Pat and Hal wrote this song together called Somebody's Love.
I stood up for you when you married. Thought you were one lucky guy. You had the world in your pocket. She had that look of love in her eye. Now you call me at 1 in the morning. Tell me what you're going through. It's not working out like you want it. I'm not the one to be telling this to. Brother, when you say she's not all that you dreamed of, I say you're dreaming too much. 'Cause I know she's more than some damn fool deserves. I know true love. Yes, I know she's somebody's love. And I've watched her raising your children. She was there when the going got tough. Just when she needed your love, you strung her along on just barely enough. So brother, when you say she's not all that you dreamed of, I say you're dreaming too much. 'Cause I know she's more than some damn fool deserves. I know she's somebody's love. And if I had your luck this time, you'd be gone, she'd be mine. All of my friends would say, there goes that lucky guy. Brother, when you say she's not all that you dreamed of, I say you're dreaming too much. I know she's more than some damn fool deserves. I know she's somebody's love. Yes, I know she's somebody's love. Oh, I know she's somebody's love.
I love that song. It's just pretty true. I think various people in life look at someone else who is not being appreciated. A woman isn't being appreciated, and it can get to you. And another writer wasn't in our Forerunner family, but was a good friend of the families, was Gary Burr. And Gary and Hal really hit it off, but here's an unusual song. I lost my machine, suddenly left me. Here we are. This is called "Long Day Coming," and it's a lullaby. You don't hear too many of those on records these days either.
Close your eyes, you got a long day coming. Your mama will be calling, that old rooster will crow. Close your eyes, you got a long day coming. You should have been sleeping a long time ago. There are certain things in life that do not go the way we plan them. There are mysteries to love you're too young to understand them. These are not tears, just smoke in my eyes. Smoke from the bridges I'm burning tonight. Close your eyes, you got a long day coming. Your mama will be calling, that old rooster will crow. Close your eyes, you got a long day coming. You should have been sleeping a long time ago. Thank you. guess it's time to say goodnight. Sung you every song I know. Let me stand and watch you dream one more time before I go. Tomorrow you'll wake and you'll wonder why there's so many miles between you and I. Close your eyes, you got a long day coming. Your mama will be calling, that old rooster will crow. Close your eyes, you got a long day coming. You should have been sleeping a long time ago. Close your eyes, you got a long day coming. You should have been sleeping a long time ago.
Oh, I love that too. And Gary Burr wrote that with Hal. And, you know, you don't know until the song is almost over that the dad there is going to be gone away the next day. So the boy, little boy, has a long day coming. I think that's just an extraordinary song. There's one more here from our first album, the first album we put out in 1991, and it had a couple of big hits on it, Small Town Saturday Night that Pat Alger and Hank DeVito wrote, and Past the Point of Rescue that my friend from Ireland, Mick Hanley, wrote, and this resulted in this album selling well over 500,000 records. And but we closed the album with one of those early songs of Hal's because we just really wanted to make sure that people understood that this just wasn't another pretty face or another pretty voice with nothing going on inside. This is called She Found the Place Where I Belong.
Found the place where I've been hiding. Have I the grace to let her in? To where my heart has been residing, away from the joy and pain again. She's come a long way from her home, seen the serpent's tongue, heard the lion roar, braved the thicket and the dark just to lay her hand at my door. She holds what little love I render, like a candle on a windy night. And I pray the gale shall not offend her by stealing such a fragile life. Seen the serpent's tongue, heard the lion roar, braved the thicket and the dark just to lay a fair hand at my door. Far away from the joy and pain of it.
I just want to let it play out there. I love Chris Luzinger's playing and Pete Wozner playing the piano there. The refrain there, she found the place where I've been hiding. Lord, have I the grace to let her in to where my heart has been residing, far away from the joy and pain again. Wow. So that got us going, that album. And so we made another one. And by this time, Hal was totally up in Nashville and had fallen in love with one of my partners, Terrell Tye, who ran our publishing company. And it just kind of cast a new light on his writing. And this is a song called Sure Love.
There's a new song in my life. Some may take love casually, but I know what it's worth to me. I would count the steps from here to heaven. Every heartache I was given. Tip my hat and walk through fire to find sure love. Scatter, drop old dreams and watch them shatter. Lose myself and all I own to find sure love. To find sure love. I wake up and she is there. For a moment I just stay.
Sure Love. He wrote that with Gary Burr, who wrote that the lullaby that we listened to just a little while ago, Long Day Coming. This is quite a different story. And then, but there's two sides to this coin, and this is a song that Hal wrote himself, You Lovin' Me.
Said someday I'm gonna break your just seeing how close I'd get. Lay down in a lover's sigh as a million years of time roll by. How can I be hoping that it's not over yet? I can't hold on to the night. If things change, ain't nothing ever stays the same. You're gone as far as I can see. Good times find their own way home. They kiss you goodbye, but you're already gone. Crying now, just trying now to wash me away. When you look back on the times we've had, let the good ones wash away the bad. Don't look back on these bitter words we spoke today. I can't hold on to the night. Things change, ain't nothing ever stays the same. You're gone as far as I can see. You feel like letting go. Honey, I don't want to be the last to know. I want to hold on tight to the sweet memory. You love and me. Said someday I'm gonna break your heart the first time that we met. Were you warning me? Just seeing how close I'd get. You laid down in a lover's sighs a million years of time rolled by. How can I be hoping that it's not over yet? I can't hold on to the night. Things change, ain't nothing ever stays the same. You're gone as far as I can see. Feel like letting go. Honey, I don't wanna be the last to know. I wanna hold on tight to the sweet memory of you loving me.
Oh, yeah, I want to hold on tight to the, what is it, the sweet memory of you loving me. That's the hard side of things. But it's the way you hope things turn out, doesn't it, that you will remember the good things and not just dwell on the bad. Well, here's another song. This is on the second album, Sure Love, and another song that Hal wrote with Dave Mallett, and this is also just one of those songs that I just can't get out of my head because of the picture it paints of this family. It's called Daddy's Oldsmobile.
My daddy bought this car before I was born. Sure like the radio, I love the horn. shiny steering wheel here in my daddy's Oldsmobile. Four kids can sure fill up a big back seat. They used to stop and get us something sweet. Now mama says let's pray for one good meal here in my daddy's Oldsmobile. Mama kisses us goodnight. Daddy reads his paper in the dashboard light. Crushes out his cigarette, says, don't cry, honey, we ain't beat yet. Another morning and we're up and gone. Daddy says there's work in San Antone. 2 days of riding, it ain't no big deal here in my daddy's Oldsmobile. Out his cigarette, says, don't cry, honey, we ain't beat yet. My daddy bought this car before I was born. Sure like the radio, I love the horn. I love the great big shiny steering wheel here in my daddy's Oldsmobile. Here in my daddy's Oldsmobile.
I just love that. It's just a great way to tell that story from the point of view of the kid who's just as happy as he can be in that circumstance, which is rough on his parents, of course. Well, let's see here. Here's one. This is a little different, but, you know, Hal was living down in New Braunfels, and that's a good Western swing area. And this is a song that he wrote with Fred Kohler. Fred helped Pat Alger write Goin' Gone, and he wrote helped John Prine with Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian. And Fred's a great, wonderful, eccentric writer and a wonderful eccentric person. He has used bookstores, and anybody who knows people who run used bookstores, they're always a little bit off-center. But and this is just a kind of a swingy tune they wrote called Till the Coast is Clear.
Last drag on the lucky, one more swallow in the glass. Spend my time like dirty money, each hour longer than the last. It's easy to remember all the time she met me here in the safety of these shadows. Wait until the coast is clear. Bob Wells on the jukebox, no one in here knows my name. It's just a white spot on the highway where everybody looks the same. Pull the change out of my pocket, the waitress brings another beer. Outside a welcome sign keeps flashing, I'm waiting till the coast is clear. I left my suitcase at the station, hitched a ride on into town. You know sure there'd be a mess of trouble if they knew I was around. I'll be living these memories if I live 100 years. I'm not running, I'm not hiding, I'm waiting till the coast is clear.
Coast is clear. Well, we all have had those moments, haven't we, friends? Just a few minutes longer and we'll get out of here when the coast is clear. So we're getting close to the end here, and just focusing on Hal Ketchum as a writer, and you can see there's quite a range here as you go through these songs. And here's another one of my favorites, just from the opening line, and right away when I heard this song for the first time, it got me. And he wrote this with Ben Montench, who's a wonderful keyboard player, worked with Tom Petty for years and years and years, and also played a big part in playing keyboards and various those kind of key organ instruments on the Johnny Cash sessions that Rick Rubin did. At any rate, this is the song they wrote together called Stay Forever.
Maybe I pray too much. Maybe I'm wasting God's time. Living without your touch is driving me out of my mind. If you could only see how much you matter to me, maybe you would stay forever. Maybe I care too much. Maybe I push you away. Maybe I'd have my doubts if I were in your place. But if you could see inside this aching heart of mine, maybe you would stay forever. Trust in me and this love of mine. We'd sail an endless sea under a starry sky. And when the cold wind blows, we'll hold each other close. Maybe you will stay forever. Thank you.
Maybe I pray too much. Maybe I'm wasting God's time. Well, that was the line that got me right away. So that's with Ben Montench. And we're going to close it up here with a song that Hal wrote with Big Al Anderson from the NRBQ. Great guy. Tonight, we might fall in love again.
Just had to be together all the time. So much in love we didn't want for nothing. Back when I was yours and you were mine, somehow we let it slip right through our fingers. Somewhere we left our love along the way. Now after all the life we've lived between, how can we have nothing more to say? Let's put aside the pain and all the sorrow. Stop talking about the way things might have been. If we'd only throw our hearts into tomorrow, tonight we just might fall in love again.
Well, friends, our time has come and gone. We've been listening to the songs of Hal Ketchum today, 30 years ago, more or less, and we wish Hal all the best. It's a tough road for he has with multiple sclerosis and catching up with him, but he's given me and a lot of other people a lot of pleasure with his songs. Well, we need to thank Royalton Community Radio for making all of this possible. WFVRLP, Free Vermont Radio, 96.5 on the dial, and www.royaltonradio.org. There's three W's there. Royaltonradio.org out in cyberspace. And you know, friends, we value your listenership, and we would value it even more if you would become a member of the station. We have a few bills to pay. You know, we pay for this music, and we have a lot of machinery and electrical equipment we need to keep going. So if you'd like to join us, go to the website and become a member. We would love to have you. Thanks for all your help, and thanks for listening. This is Jim Rooney. I'm still in it for the long run.
Tomorrow, tonight we just might fall in love again. Tonight.